Welcome to Outlaw Songwriters, where we explore a wide variety of topics, including the craft of songwriting with a man who needs no introduction in this field, Mr. Jeep White. Join us as we journey through the underground music scene with special guests and uncover the inspiration behind the lyrics. Without further ado, ladies and gents, Jeep White.
Welcome to another edition of Outlaw Songwriters, where you get to hear songs you've probably never heard by people you've probably never heard of, and all with a connection to the Lowcountry. I'm your host, Jeep White, and I'm going to be bringing you some of the best in local songwriting and original under-the-radar music. I'll be talking about songwriting and the writers behind the songs and what, if anything, I know about them. I'm going to kick things off with a song I wrote based loosely on a personal experience. A couple of years ago, I woke up one morning blind, virtually, in my left eye. Out of the clear blue sky, no warning, no indications, had no idea anything was wrong, just a black cloud blocking the field of vision in my eye. I went to specialists, I had tests run, I had brain scans, MRIs, CTs, and all that, only to find out that doctors really don't know much about your eyes. Surprise, surprise, surprise. They couldn't tell me anything about what may have caused the issue. And all they would say is, well, maybe it'll go away over time. But it could be permanent. And let's hope it doesn't happen to your other eye. I'm thinking, well, okay, that's really, really, really good news. So, ended up with been no change. Things are still the same. But being a songwriter, I wanted to write a song about it. And I pondered upon it. And I didn't want to write some woe is me downer tune or something sad or looking for sympathy. And then the idea struck me. So here is my song, One Good Eye.
You say you're gonna leave me and you ain't coming back. Well, grab a suitcase, baby, I'll help you pack. Before you leave, honey, there's something you should know. I only need one good eye to see you go. Can't get no loving, you just wanna fuss and fight. You say you'll be glad when I'm out of your sight. Before you go, honey, there's something I want you to know. I only need one good eye to see you go. My vision's failing, that's just a fact. There's no good reason for the way you act. I ain't blind yet, I just move a little slow. But I only need one good eye to see you go. Get out of my house, get out of my mind. Before you leave, honey, there's something you should know. I only need one good.
That's right, baby. I only need one good eye to see you go. Very recently, our Outlaw Songwriters group lost one of the original members, Dave Moulton. Dave was a transplant from England, born in 1936, immigrated to the U.S. in 1979. He loved bicycles and became a master bike builder. His bicycles have been sold all over the world, been ridden in Olympics and many international cycling competitions. His bicycles were sought for the quality and for racing, and he had a lengthy career in bike building. I met Dave at a songwriter event in Charleston many years ago. I stayed in touch with him from time to time after he moved out. He was an author, wrote a novel titled Prodigal Child, and a book of his whimsical sayings, which he had a really dry English sense of humor. And that book was titled I Don't Suffer From My Art. And then he put a book together, Lost Between Two Shores. It contained the lyrics and two CDs of 25 of his songs. Dave was quite talented and visual with his songwriting. One of my favorite lines from a song of his is, let's paint a picture and leave out the blues. And Dave was never a great guitar player or singer, but he got his point across, and he loved playing and performing. Dave was 89 years old when he left this planet for the great beyond, for his next adventure. Now here is Carol Brown doing a David Moulton tune, Traveling Light.
I just came by to tell you I was leaving. It's been a year and I must be moving on. When I came to this old town, I was only passing through. You're the reason why I stayed this long. Please don't ask me for reason. They're as hard to find as ways to say goodbye. I had the words all planned that I would say to you, but I lost them when you began to cry. I'm traveling light, carrying a load. Strings that tied me here tug at my heart along the road. All I've got is this old guitar and a change of clothes. I'm traveling light, carrying a load. I tried to return the love you gave to me. And love, such an easy word to say. I knew the time would come when I'd be moving on, but I never knew it would hurt this way. Truth is, you've always been good to me, but I can't stay just because we get along. Leaving would be easier if I could only find one thing you've done wrong. I'm traveling light, carrying a load. The strings that tied me here tug at my heart along the road. All I've got is this old guitar and a change of clothes. I'm traveling light, carrying. All I've got is this old guitar and a change of clothes. I'm traveling light, carrying a load. Mm-hmm.
Dave, I hope your journey in the afterlife continues well, and I hope you're traveling light. I'm going to play another Dave Moulton song. I've played this one before. But in recognition of his songwriting ability and showing you songwriters out there that you can write a song about anything, I'm going to lighten things up with Tony Denikis singing Dave Moulton's Lil' Chrome Fish.
Somebody stole a little chrome fish off my car. There's a mark on the back of the trunk where the glue left a scar. Left my car in the parking lot. The car's still there, but the chrome fish is not. Somebody stole it, little chrome fish off my car. Bought it from Pep Boys, Manny Moe and Jack. It cost me $6.99 on sale, and I want it back. When I think of it, I get annoyed. On the back of my car, there's a sad little roar. Somebody stole a little chrome fish off my car. Made out of plastic, I think. What kind of asshole would steal it? Probably someone that drinks. It's not the crime of the century. Doesn't anybody care, anybody but me, that somebody stole a little chrome fish off my car. My call. Said, boy, if you've seen one chrome fish, you've seen them all. I said, yeah, but mine's got some writing in Greek. It's got a Y and an O and an X and an E. He said, not to call back. If they found it, they would call me. Off my car. There's a mark on the back of the trunk where the glue left a scar. I left my car in a church parking lot. The car's still there, but the chrome fish is not. Somebody stole a little chrome fish from my car. I tell you, somebody stole a little chrome fish from my car. Oh, man.
I've got fond memories of Dave, and he will surely be missed. A true story of survival comes from a young fellow, Mr. Joshua Rowe. I met him at a local open mic. Very, very talented young man. He was chasing his dream in Nashville as a songwriter and performing. And he was working as an Uber driver in order to make ends meet. One night, a passenger robbed him, shot him, stole his car, and left him for dead. He survived a very devastating injury and says only by God's grace is he alive today. He's back to playing, singing, gigging, and writing all around the Charleston area. Here is the amazing Josh Rowe with Better Now.
When I wake up in the morning, I'm feeling fine. Maybe this will be the day that I leave you behind. But it's not, I feel you still got a hold on me. I'm just hoping, I'm praying that your love will come set me free. Things could get better now if I can learn to let go somehow. I just don't like the sound of baby, it's over now. Things could get better now if I can learn to let go somehow. Can somebody tell me how I can throw in the towel? Everybody tells me that I'm gonna be just fine. They don't really know the way that I feel inside. Well, I try so hard to let you just fade away. Now I'm counting down the minutes, 'cause the seconds just waste away. If things get better, learn to let go somehow. But I just don't like the sound of baby, it's over now. Things could get better now if I could learn to let go somehow. Can somebody tell me how I can throw in the towel? Things could get better now if I can learn to let go somehow. But I just don't like the sound. Oh, baby, it's over now. Oh, things could get better now if I can learn to let go somehow. Can somebody tell me how I can throw
you, Josh. What a miracle for you. Grab yourself something cold to drink, relax and get comfortable, but don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Jeep White with Outlaw Songwriters on WVFF 97.7 FM.
Time for a quick break, but stay tuned and we'll be back before you know it to continue with Jeep on Outlaw Songwriters.